I went out and killed my God. I laid his body in the dirt. I killed him clean, so it did not hurt. And now the moon is full, the moon is wide, man it makes waters rise, and beneath the waves in the deep, the kind of calm I hope to keep. There's a grown man walking.
Hello, and welcome to Black Girl Squee, the podcast where we celebrate Black femme genius with a squee. I am Dee Dee. I go by Dust Daughter on Twitter.
And I'm Enda. I go by Enda's Corner on Twitter.
And together, you can find us at Black Girl Squee. Of course, Enda is at Enda's Corner. I'm at Dust Daughter. And our email address is blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/blackgirlsquee. You can find our show on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play Podcasts, and by searching for us on your favorite podcatcher. That's BlackGirlSquee. We're everywhere except Spotify, probably, and maybe Stitcher. So, we have a spoiler policy. We spoil shit. We're not sorry about it. I don't think we're spoiling anything today. Trying not to. We also squee really loudly. We cuss a lot, and we occasionally talk about penis. Not sorry. So, those are some of the ground rules here. And with that, we will get into squee-worthy news.
Okay, so today we're going to start off with a favorite around here. We found out from Variety that Gina Prince by the Wood is set to direct The Old Guard for Netflix, and it is going to be starring another favorite we have, Kiki Layne, along with Charlize Theron. Yes. And so the article says, The Old Guard tells the story of a small covert group of immortal mercenaries who must fight to keep their team together. When they discover the existence of a new mortal and their extraordinary abilities are exposed. Yeah, that's my type of movie. And I like Gina. That's another bonus. You may know that currently Gina's works include Cloak and Dagger, which I have been meaning to check out. I still haven't, though, but it's like teenagers, and so that's kind of why I haven't really done it yet. But also, she's done an event series called Shots Fired, and of course, we all know her from Love and Basketball, The Secret Life of Bees, and Beyond the Lights. So, yeah, Gina's staying booked and busy. I'm so glad to hear. But so to Gina and also to Kiki, who we get to look at again in a series, we give a big squee!
Cloak and Dagger was good. First season was really good.
Okay.
Different take on superheroes and comic book material, and
that's good.
Well done. Speaking of well done, friend of the show Savannah J. Frierson has released a new novella just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yay.
Called Be Mine. It came out just before February 14th. So if you pre-ordered it, you got it just in time to read on Valentine's Day. And the synopsis is that Ingrid Harris has been friends with her housemates for years, so she thinks the request a safe one to ensure for once she has a date for the day of love. No pressure, no expectations beyond the day. But the three men call her bluff and reveal they've been ready for the word go for a very long time. challenging her to determine if she herself is ready and willing to do something a little more dangerous, give her heart to all three men for longer than a night.
Well, all right then.
Yes. Another friend of the show, Katrina Jackson, has introduced me to the world of thruples. And I guess this is even more than a thruple.
A quadruple.
The fourple? I don't know. So
I don't know the quadruple. I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know the words for it, but I am very much into it. And this story was good. And yeah, I just wish it was more than a novella. So definitely check it out if you want to read about some Black women getting loved on Valentine's Day. So to Savannah J. Frierson, we give a big
All right. So, speaking of Black women getting loved on, one of my all-time favorites, just I love her so much, Alfre Woodard is set to star in a film called Juanita, and it will be on Netflix. I'm just so excited about this. Anyway, it's a film, it's based on a novel called Dancing on the Edge of the Roof by Sheila Williams. It is set to premiere on March 8th on Netflix, and if it ends up being 2-3 in the morning, because they do it midnight on the West Coast, I'm probably going to stay up to watch it as soon as it drops, because ooh, that trailer looks so good. It looks so good in it. You see her, it's also starring Blair Underwood and Adam Beach. LaTanya Richard Jackson looks like the best friend character, and you see her fantasizing about Blair Underwood, and you actually see her making out with Adam Beach, though. I mean, it's just, yeah, I keep seeing people saying we finally got an Eat, Pray, Love. And to be honest, I've never seen that and I've never read the book. But I can see why that comparison would be made. But I am so here for this. An older Black woman, you know, with her grown kids, her grandchildren. Like, you know what? I need something for myself. And I'm just going to choose a place on a map, hop on the bus, and I'm going to go. And I am so here for that with Black women. So, and it's Alfre Woodard. So, yeah, I am just.
Hopefully she gets a whole bunch of extra emotions. So,
I am here for it. Here for it.
I love it.
Yes. Okay. So, for Alfre Woodard, for this film, Juanita, for all of us who are looking forward to this because of reasons, we give this a big
All right, so this is real quick. Letitia Wright wins BAFTA's 2019 Rising Star Award. The BAFTAs are sort of the British Academy Award, so it's good to see her recognized. Of course, Letitia Wright was a co-star in Black Panther last year, and she also played the same role of Shuri in Avengers Infinity War, which ended up being two of the biggest box office successes of last year. And previous award winners of the Rising Star include John Boyega. So she is in good company. So congratulations to Miss Letitia Wright. So we give her a big
Yay! All right.
Now it is time for Miss Enda to have Enda's Corner.
Okay, so today in Enda's Corner, I'm going to start off with just a quick Grammy recap. Of course, you know, there are a lot of nominees, but only a handful of winners. And of course, the big one was Cardi B. She won Best Rap. She's the first ever solo woman to win that award. So that's a big deal. And we also have H.E.R. who won Best R&B Album. LMA won Best R&B Song for Boot Up. And for some reason, somehow, Janelle Monáe got shut out after like 6 or 7 nominations. She didn't win one. So,
which is it? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. You do this to Beyonce. You did this to Rihanna. You're doing this to so many people, and this is why so much black talent refuses to come to your little show. A bunch of awards to Childish Gambino. He didn't even bother to show up. I think Drake only dropped in because y'all told him he was going to get an award, because you didn't see him anywhere after. He got his little award. He dropped his little shade on the Grammys. He got cut off. And then he dipped. Frank Ocean won't come to the awards. A whole bunch of people just didn't come. The Carters made a new album. They got nominated. They didn't bother to show up because they know the game.
Exactly. Say like, look, Sir and Rumi, I can play with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I got 3 babies.
Yeah.
I don't have time for y'all to trot me out here and not give me my things. So fuck the Grammys. And you didn't deserve Janelle's performance, and you didn't deserve Cardi B's performance. Mm-hmm. Just have fun with your white folks. And I hope more people just give up going. But, you know, probably won't happen because they need the exposure. But anyway, sorry.
No, that's valid, totally valid, because I'm like, I don't understand how you can give anybody an award for visuals over Janelle Monáe for the year, because nothing was nobody had that's not
it,
my boy.
They gave it to your boy. Yeah.
there was no better visuals than anything on the Dirty Computer motion picture. There was no better visuals than any of that. And none of the ones that got nominated. Because the only thing that would ever compare would be like Lion Babe and, of course, Sana Buse, but of course, they don't know who the fuck they are. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I'm always glad, you know, for the nominees because, you know, that's, like you said, the exposure, you know, that it raises their profile. I'm glad for that. But we all know those awards just, But anyway, congratulations to the winners, and, you know, congratulations on Janelle for giving, you know, black girls and especially black queer girls another great cultural moment, because that's what you just got to take away from it. Okay, so speaking of black girls, Danielle Brooks, she released a new song and video called Black Woman. It's very lovely. If you haven't listened to it, you really should. She says about it, I wrote this with 2 of my friends, and one of them asked me if I could talk about anything I wanted without a filter, what would that be? And for me, it was the experience of being a black woman. I decided to write this song without any filters of my journey as a black woman in America. And she says of the song, I want black men to feel empowered by this song. I want them to feel on top of the world. I just want them, when they're home and they just had the worst day of their life, or had the best day of their life, to play this song and feel like they could take over the world. And you listen to it, you can tell it's coming directly from her experience, you know, talking about she never saw anyone who looked like her on TV. Like, even if she did see a big girl, no melanin on that girl. So it's just, yeah. So like I said, it's really lovely, and I did not know she could sing. So
I think she was in The Color Purple. She was like on
that's
on
right
Broadway.
She was that's right, yeah. But damn, I don't ever get to go see
right
show. That's the thing. You always find out these people who can sing, they'll always end up being on Broadway, but how the fuck are we supposed to know? Because, you know, who has access? But anyway, you know, congratulations to Danielle. You know, check out that song. And yeah, something I'm also really, really, really excited about this month, Our Native Daughters finally released their album, Songs of Our Native Daughters. If you have not listened to that, I don't care if you don't like country, bluegrass, roots, folk, any of that. Listen to this. Listen to this album. They are a band of Black women banjo players, and they really are like a super group of out of folk. They include Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCalla, and Allison Russell. Rhiannon Giddens and Layla McCalla were both members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. I know Allison Russell was also part of a duo with her husband, and they performed as Birds of Chicago. And yeah, so this, like I said, this is a super group. And Rhiannon Giddens invited the others, Kia, McCalla, and Russell, to write and record the album with her in Louisiana. If you, there's a promotional video. They're showing the making of one of the tracks, Mama's Crying Long, and you should watch that. It's on YouTube. And they said that the songs pull from slave narratives, minstrel songbooks with rewritten lyrics, and other centuries-old sources. And the album includes a bibliography, too. So they are doing the damn thing. They, like, know your history. Yeah, so it's Rhiannon Giddens. Mm-hmm. She says, there is surely racism in the country. It's baked into our oldest institutions, just as there is sexism millennia old. At the intersection of the two stands the African-American woman, used, abused, ignored, and scorned. She has, in the face of these things, been unbelievably brave, groundbreaking, and insistent. Black women have historically had the most to lose and have therefore been the fiercest fighters for justice in large public ways that are only beginning to be highlighted, and in countless domestic ways that will most likely never be acknowledged. So,
ooh, say that shit. Say that shit.
Yeah, Rhiannon has been devoted, absolutely devoted to recognizing Black women in our place, especially when it comes to like roots music and things like that. So she is out here. Yeah, so like I said, check out this album. Listen to it. This is part of what salvaging Black history is.
Yes. Isn't it always? It's always us, ain't it? It's always us.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And also, along with that, if you don't listen to Adia Victoria, you need to. Adia Victoria just also released her album, Silences. It is exquisite. And like, she is one of our witchy sister patron saints. She is. And she's also one of the kind of country folk, you know, blues. You know, I think she says, you know, her thing, reclaiming the blues, which is, you know, part of, you know, what's on the album. But it all sounds so new and so fresh, you know. And I love it. So check that out. Kalani also released an album, but I forget what it's called.
While You Wait, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. She also released an album. So if you like Kalani, go check her out. And also, I wanted to mention Yola Carter, who is a British singer-songwriter who does like folk. It's actually really good. But hey, I mean, if white British people have been ripping our shit for decades, I don't see why a Black British woman can't, you know, do it just as well, which she does. And so her album is called Walk Through Fire, and it was actually produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, and it's actually a really, really good album. So if you want to check that out, you know, definitely, you know, give it a listen. Okay, so those are some albums you can listen to. And also want to pay a tribute to a transgender pioneer. She just passed away yesterday, or we just found out, or it was announced she passed away yesterday. Anyway, Jackie Shane was 78, I believe. She came up in the Toronto music scene, because that's where she got, you know, her break. I think she was someone, you know, traveled around circuses and things like that, and then, you know, she got her music career going. And she had a hit with a song called Walking the Dog, and, you know, but I also found a different song by her, I like called Any Other Way, that I really liked, and I actually put that on the show a few months ago. And she had a two-disc box set with some liner notes, and it was reissued last year. Just last year, she had this a box set of her music reissued. And so she was just now starting to get her flowers. And so,
and I think she just got a Grammy nomination as well.
She did. So. She did. I think it was like traditional. It was one of the traditional categories, but, yeah. Cause I first heard her a few years ago. It was, a podcast. It was something out of Canada, but I think they were misgendering her because I don't think they knew at the time, not any excuse, but I don't think they knew at the time that she was trans. And so, can't really recommend listening to that if it's going to be any type of if it's going to be any type of trigger or, you know, something that's difficult to listen to. But it was before, you know, she kind of reemerged, like, no, I'm still here, you know, I'm still having, you know, recognize me, you know. But yeah, so a lot of love, a lot of tributes there yesterday from mostly Black women, trans and cis, you know, paying tribute to Jackie Shane. And so, you know, rest well, sis. You know, you did the damn thing. So, all right. Okay. So, and I guess I'm supposed to plug my show.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure next time I'm going to find some way to pay tribute to Jackie Shane's legacy. And that will be next week on the Black Swan Collective. And
you can find that on
Mixcloud.
.com/EndoLauren. Thank you. My gosh. I'm pulling teeth. You can also find Endo's audio essays on Mixcloud.com/EndoLauren. They're under the series called Endo's Corner.
Yeah.
Which inspired the name of this little segment where she refuses to plug her shit. So you'll probably hear from all of these artists on the Black Swan Collective. So thank you for this trip to Indus Corner. And now we'll get into a quick catch the fade. I'm going to keep this quick. I mean, I did a lot of complaining about the Grammys during Indus Corner.
Feel free to do it
again.
Because fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck them. You want Black women, Black people, and especially Black women to perform at your little show, but you don't want to give us our things. Janelle performed. She was great. Cardi B performed. She was great. She had this great, she ended her performance with this great outfit mm-hmm. that was reminiscent of Josephine Baker. She had the finger waves popping and everything.
Yeah. She always does.
Cardi B looked great. Janelle did a medley. She started out with Make Me Feel. She did a little bit of Django Jane and another song because she was nominated for Album of the Year and for a good fucking reason. And, anyway, y'all didn't treat her right. Basically, the best performances of the night. Diana Ross came out and basically celebrated her birthday a month and a half early, like the legend that she is. Who else? My point is, Black women saved your show, and y'all don't want to give them anything. Y'all gave Diana Ross a Lifetime Award Grammy because you haven't bothered mm-hmm. to give her an award in competition. Diana Ross. Okay. Just fuck you. You gave Album of the Year to an NPR favorite that nobody's going to be listening to that album in a year, but whatever.
And for some reason, y'all had Jennifer Lopez do a Motown tribute when Andra Day was right there. Andra Day was right there.
Like, Chloe and Halle did Where's the Love just randomly. I'm like, they could have, they weren't even born during Motown's era. They still could have sung it way better than fucking Jennifer Lopez. You had her sing Square Biz.
Oh.
By the only white woman that I will yeah. ride for. Miss Tina Marie, rest in peace and power. But that's the only white woman musician that I will write for. But
even Tina Marie does not deserve Jennifer Lopez.
Nah, dog. Nah.
Because Tina Marie could sing. She could sing her ass off.
Diana Ross was there. She performed.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody should perform during a Motown tribute, I don't know, Diana?
Yeah.
I mean, she's above that, but still. Anyways, it was just weird choices. It's weird choices because I don't think anybody wants to come to your little show anymore. And wow. Yeah. I just hope that more people stay away. You're alienating more and more of the people that would make your show relevant. And you're even alienating some of the white people because your girl Ariana Grande wouldn't come with her tanner to the show. So, because you didn't want her to perform her number one hit song. But you still want to say that you're about women, you know, after what's his name fucked up and said that women need to step up if they want to get awards. Now you're trying to make up for that by giving a whole bunch of awards to white women.
Yeah.
And I'm not with the bullshit. I'm not with the bullshit. So kiss my ass. I'm not watching no more. This is it. I promise. I'm not going to stay up for the live tweet either. I'll just find out who won in the morning. I'm not doing this no more.
Yeah.
Because this hurt. Y'all really? There was a tweet going around that Janelle Monáe is the musical genius y'all think Childish Gambino is. And I endorse that tweet. Give her things. She actually wrote her songs. Okay, let me stop actually, before I get way too shady.
It's also actually a valid, there's a valid critique and not a 101 flawed critique of, you know, American society and blackness, you know, in her work. It was like, I still remember in Wisconsin last year, Cheshire Burke, when somebody, you know, mentioned that song and Janelle Monáe in the same sentence, and she went the fuck off about why you never need to mention him in that same sentence with Janelle Monáe, because she went through why everything about This Is America that she hated. Okay. And man, I'll never forget that. And that's, man, yeah, that's why that tweet, you know, Janelle Monáe is the genius y'all think Childish Gambino is, like, because she created this entire sci-fi world and has been consistent with this across albums. Okay, she has these themes throughout each of her albums, but people do not see that. And then for her to come through with the emotion picture, you know, and put the visuals on it and just kind of give you this idea of what it is. I'm like, she did that. I know she works with people and all, but this is from her imagination. This is what she has been building up to since those first EPs. And y'all do not want to recognize that.
Oh, Black girl magic. Y'all can't stand it, but y'all can't ban it.
Yep.
She should have made out like a bandit. Anyway, fuck it and fuck the Oscars in advance, because I know y'all finna pull some bullshit this Sunday. Your list of nominees is not reflective of the actual year in film, because a lot of great movies and great performances weren't even recognized. So fuck y'all in advance. I'm not staying up for that shit. I'm not even staying up for the live tweet. I'm going my ass to sleep. So that's that on that. And last but not least, fuck the Chicago Police Department. I'm not trying to relitigate the Smollett case. I'm not going to do it. I don't have the bandwidth. But y'all that want to believe the Chicago police over a black gay man can kiss my entire ass. I don't care what the holes are in the story. I'm not fucking with the police. Department.
The leaks and then the retractions. None of them seeming to come from any source. I don't know where they were getting this information from and then having to take it back. But that whole thing, just even you just got to start it there. And you know something ain't right. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, I'm just saying, I know about the law is what I learned from Law and Order. But I just feel like there's a lawsuit. Y'all are just building the case for a really tasty lawsuit for Jesse to sue the department with. I hope he sues y'all out of existence. So so whether he gets back on the show or not, whatever, but yeah, fuck the Chicago Police Department. All right. So I was hoping to make that quick, but it got a little long. Anyways, here's some dick. Let's talk about some print. We've already inducted this wonderful actor into the pantheon of peen, but just want to bring him up again because Mahershala Ali is great. He is the favorite to win his second Oscar in 3 years on this Sunday.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's for... At best, a mediocre movie. Yeah. But it's not a mediocre performance from what I've heard.
True.
But how could it be? It's Mahershala fucking Ali. I don't think he could be mediocre if he tried. He's also doing incredible work as the lead actor on HBO's True Detective Season 3. He's playing the character Detective Wayne Hayes in 3 different decades, 1980, 1990, and 2015. So there's a little bit of makeup work in the 2015 where he's got, you know, gray hair and a little makeup and prosthetics on his face. But most of the work is just him, you know, moving his body differently as an old man and talking differently and, you know, just acting. And he's really great. He's really great. Like, I don't think he gets his due for just how great of an actor he is. And you think that somebody who's about to get their second Oscar in 3 years should be in the conversation of one of the best actors of their generation.
Yeah.
But I wonder why. I guess when you're black and Muslim, you don't get to be a part of that conversation. But you know, Christian Bale and his yo-yo dieting for roles gets to be.
He needs to stop doing that because that's not healthy.
Yeah, his body is just gonna say no one day. But the Oscars like to reward. Award shows like to they think that's acting when you lose weight or gain weight or do something dramatic like that. That's not acting. That's not all that acting is. But Mahershala Ali deserves to be considered one of the best actors, if not the actor, best actor of his generation. And y'all need to put some respect on his name. And hopefully he can find better roles where he won't be relegated to supporting. He deserves to be the lead. He's been acting for 20 years. I mean, just because you first heard of him in House of Cards doesn't mean that was his first job. I mean, he was in the 4400.
He was in the Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Lots of other stuff. So, come on. Put some respect on his name. This is not his first rodeo. He's worked 20 plus years to get to this point. But y'all are still looking at the Christian Bales and the Ethan Hawkes of the world instead of considering this man's talent.
Yeah.
And it also, it doesn't hurt the
Ethan Hawkes, right?
So, respect to his wife and his daughter. Right. So, I gotta remind myself before I can say some wild shit. So let me stop respecting his wife and his little baby daughter.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo. Well, he fine. And he's talented, which just makes the fineness even finer, in my opinion. Woo. So, yes, Mahershala Ali, thank you for existing. And, I'd love for him to win. I wish it wasn't for this role.
Yes.
If he doesn't win, that's great. He's still one of the best actors of his generation.
Yeah.
Either way.
I need to see him as a romantic lead. I really do.
All right.
Yeah. Well, none of the men in that have a significant. Well, they were all.
He kind of was.
I know exactly. This is what I said when we were talking about older black women and romance scenarios. And one of the people in the audience brought up Hidden Figures. I'm like, I'm glad you brought that up because the entire purpose of those men were to be supporting to the women, and they were props. They had no other function to be there and be pretty, and I'm here for that. Yes. Yeah, and shout out to Mahershala Ali.
Yes.
Shout out to Mahershala Ali. And
they did their job remarkably well. Mm. Shout out to Aldous Hodge as well. So fun ass.
Yeah. But give me him as a romantic lead, please.
Lord, I see a rewatch in my future. Good God. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They need to do that and then throw Coleman D'Amigo in there. Wooing Octavia. So okay. Anyways, moving on before we start making some R-rated fanfic. Let's see. Black Girl Squee is on Twitter and Tumblr and Apple Podcasts and Google Play. We have a Patreon if you want to donate, help us get some new equipment that won't fail us as much as this current equipment. You can contact Inda at Inda's Corner. I'm at Dust Daughter. We're both at Black Girl Squee, and you can email us at blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. That will help bring more listeners to the show, and you can support us without even paying one thin dime. You can also listen to all our episodes. We have other shows on the feed, Get Her in the Game, a Pitch podcast, Missives from the Underground, which recapped season 2 of the much missed Underground TV show, and Ratchet Research. So you can check these all out at blackgirlsquee.simplecast.fm. So until next time. Bye.
Bye.